Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. A bit of breaking news today. Chemical Bank is making a move.
Yeah, it comes down this morning, and not a surprise here. You remember 2 years ago, Chemical Bank bought Talmer Bancorp in Detroit. And here we are 2 years later since the close of that deal, about a $1.7 billion deal. Chemical Bank is relocating its corporate headquarters from Midland to downtown Detroit. And that's as of today. Chemical is going to build a new 20-story headquarters in downtown Detroit. And it's getting the deposits for the city of Detroit as well. That could be up to about $500 million in deposits for that bank. It says it's going to maintain its workforce in Midland. That's about 500 people in Midland. So Chemical is going to, it's promising to retain that workforce there and then grow another 500 employees with the new corporate headquarters in downtown Detroit.
Cybersecurity continues to be a front and center topic. Manufacturers investing in cybersecurity, protecting their intellectual property.
Yeah, this is a big deal for any business today. We've talked about it on this program and written about it. It's a big risk for any business out there. And this week, Mitch Galloway, my coworker here at MIBiz, takes a look at manufacturers and not only the need to protect their business from the business functions. We've heard these stories about a hacker gets into your system or a spam email and they lock down your data. Then they say, hey, you got to pay me. And it's the ransomware attacks. But this is also talking about something a little different from the perspective of cyber risks, and that's the intellectual property you have as a manufacturer. That is the base of your business. So if you're not taking steps to protect your business for all these other reasons, protect it for the intellectual property. You don't want somebody stealing your IP and getting access to it. And that message is getting out there and more to manufacturers, and they're taking action. As data breaches are getting worse. We have some data here from an organization called the Identity Theft Resource Center that showed breaches nationwide in 2017 reached a record 1,579. That's up about 45% from the year before. Some other data from an outfit out of Naperville, Illinois, or Naperville, that said about 63% of manufacturers conduct IT risk assessments and 37% have intrusion testing. But 70% fail to provide their employees with cybersecurity training. And in some of the writing we've done about this the last few years, that's one of the big issues is you can take all those protections and all those actions up front on your system, but what about all those folks who are all working on a computer, a laptop, or a device somewhere in the company? They get that spam, that phishing email that they don't recognize as a potential attack. They click on it, all of a sudden somebody's in your system. It's an issue out there, and businesses need to pay attention to it.
And in a story that you've written, you talk about a new $20 million venture capital fund that's aiming not only to generate returns for investors, but also address a wide gender gap in the investing industry. This is really interesting.
Yeah, there's a huge gender gap in venture capital, both nationally and in Michigan. And there's a new fund that's formed earlier this year called the Bell Michigan Impact Fund by an organization over on the southeast side of the state in Grosse Pointe called Bell Capital. It is a women-controlled fund by women investors and will target women-owned businesses, startups for investment. It's raised $5 million so far, hopes to raise up to $20 million in a venture fund, and it will invest in various startups that are owned by women and all to kind of bridge this gap that exists out here. You know, the Michigan Venture Capital Association each year puts out a research report taking a look at, among things, the demographics and the diversity in venture capital. And here's a few data points. In 2017, just 7% of the 134 venture-backed startup companies in Michigan were led by a female CEO. And that's actually a lot better than the national, which is just 3%. Among the venture-backed companies in the state, 9% were led by a CEO who's a racial minority. Of the 87 venture capital professionals working in Michigan last year, just 8% were women. Nationally, it's a lot better, 29%. So there is a gender gap within the venture capital community, both in Michigan and nationally. And the folks at Bell Capital, and talking to Carolyn Kasten, she's the managing partner there, part of their intent is to kind of fill that gap and bring a little more diversity to that industry.
Spectrum Health making another investment, and this could be one of its largest acquisitions.
Yeah, this is a big one. We heard last week, Spectrum Health is acquiring Lakeland Health down in St. Joe, down in the southwest corner of the state in Berrien County. This is the largest deal Spectrum has ever put together, and Spectrum, of course, came together 20 years ago through the merger of the former Butterworth and Blodgett hospitals. Has done a number of acquisitions over the years. Look at, Hastings, Zeeland, Ludington, Greenville, Fremont. Community hospitals are having a difficult time in this environment of healthcare today, and they have for a number of years. Makes sense to go with a larger partner. So Lakeland, it's not a large health system, but it's not a real small one either. It's certainly larger than some of the other hospitals and health systems Spectrum has picked up over the years. So that deal's pending. They hope to close it, or at least have a final deal by October 1. Right now they have a non-binding letter of intent, and they hope to have a final agreement come the fall. It would add a whole new market to Spectrum. Spectrum's really not down in that market. And interestingly enough, this would help Priority Health. Spectrum owns about a 95% share of Priority Health. And Priority has a small market share down in Berrien County in that corner of the state. So there's some thinking as well that once Lakeland becomes, if Lakeland becomes, presuming this does close, part of the Spectrum family, that will help Priority Health gain some traction and pick up some market share down in southwest Michigan.
MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
Have a good day.